Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 444 of the Milk Bar. It is Christmas Day, and I'm sat in Sedgley at the moment with Jan Brookfield. Hello.
Hello.
So it's Christmas. You're looking very festive in here. You got Christmas lights all over the place, or are they normally there in the front room?
Not as festive as most people.
Well, there's no tree.
Stream. No,
but
there's no tree.
You have got a poinsettia.
Yes.
Is that a new poinsettia or?
That was a birthday present because I've not long had
one. No, I'm rubbish at doing birthdays.
It all comes in December. And yeah. Yes.
It's not like I forgot your birthday. I just don't do birthdays very well. You know that. But hopefully I always get you a reasonable-ish Christmas present to make up for it. Hopefully.
Usually a musical instrument.
Well, this year, we've looked at that. We'll come to that in a minute. This year it isn't a musical instrument because you can't get one in a box that shape and size.
No. Well, but, you could. Maybe a harmonica.
Yeah, that wouldn't be that exciting though, would it?
Oh, okay.
No, so but yeah, hopefully it's something you will use. Mm-hmm. And how are you getting on with last year's Christmas present then?
Not very well. I'm sorry. Really sorry about that. I didn't manage to make some squeaky noises.
You did about the violin as well.
Yeah. So yeah, I do squeaky on these things.
Yeah, that's yeah. Good. That's all works well. Yes, yeah. But we're going to we've got some presents. So can we open presents in a bit?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We'll do that in a minute or two. First of all, though, we'll find out what happened when I went along to the Stafford Gatehouse to meet up with the cast of their panto. Robin Hood and the Babes of the Wood is at the Stafford Gatehouse Theatre. Until the 7th of January. And ooh. I've got Robin Hood and some of the merry lads, only and a baddie, to have a little chat with about the show. Really
yeah.
Bad. But there we go. So let's go down the line. First of all, Steve.
Hello.
You're not quite a merry man, are you?
Not quite, no. More of a merry woman, really.
Yeah. So, nanny night nurse.
Yeah, nanny Nelly night nurse.
Ms. Night Nurse to her
yes,
friends.
Yes, exactly, yes.
And a great part, you get to be Dame, which means you're currently wearing nail polish you're hiding behind your back.
Yes, I am.
So absolutely, you chipped it a little bit there.
Is that's off the guitar, you see.
Yeah.
My guitar strings are covered in sort of red nail
polish. I'm sure that helps the sound.
Yes, absolutely.
Possibly.
Yeah, it adds to it.
Equally absolutely. As bad.
Next up, Robin Hood himself.
Hello.
Sandy.
How are you doing?
I'm good, you all right?
Very well, thank you, sir.
Half naked, what's going on?
It's just normal occurrence. There's actually quite a lot of clothes for me.
Is it?
As all these boys know.
check out his Twitter feed for more, but there we are. But as Robin Hood, having a fantastic time on stage?
It's brilliant. It's great fun, yeah. Robin is a great part to play. I've done one of these rock and roll panto things before, and it's the best one yet, I think. So,
And this is a bit, obviously, these ones you're playing guitar, but people are playing all sorts of instruments across the board.
We're very, like, everyone is super, super talented. Everyone's like dusting, you can, and it's much of a show as it is here than it is up there. You can watch everyone run around like nutters backstage, mm-hmm. But it's, yeah. No, it's great. Everyone's awesome.
That all works
apart
well.
Apart from him.
Do you don't like him?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Next up, let's meet the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yep.
Okay, full name, please.
Well, Sheriff of Nottingham, Cedric. Cedric. I'm not telling you my surname. That's okay. A surprise.
That's a surprise. Okay, yeah. Right. We'll see what happens there. But you get to be a baddie, but you're friends with the rest of the cast, really, aren't you? They don't just completely ostracise
well,
you,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, only because I'm paid.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we're great mates. A lot of us have worked together before. Mm-hmm. Steve and I have done a few jobs together. and Rob and I have worked together before. And that tends to happen in the sort of actor musician mm-hmm. world. You know.
Yeah, because you guys, I say you're annoyingly talented. I think that's probably the best
well,
way.
Annoying. Whether you've got the talented bit, I don't know.
But having seen the show, these guys are talented. It's absolutely fantastic. And somebody who takes on more than one role in the show, which means you've got more than one change of tights. It is Rob, Will Scarlet, and who else?
And Blondell, who sort of it bookends the show. You make sure everyone knows what's going on, basically.
You get to be a narrator as well, which is
it's cool. Sort of that yeah. role, yeah. A lot of rhyming couplets, which if you screw up, well, yeah. You just look stupid.
Yeah, so, but the audience enjoy it all the more for that.
Well, I think they just enjoy the tights, really, but...
Yeah, and you put a lot of work into getting yourself looking fantastic in tights.
Well, yeah, I've had to, well, no, I just no. look naturally good in them.
So. Yeah, it works.
It does.
It's fantastic. But a great show, great fun. And it's sort of following the traditional Robin Hood story, but with a few twists along the way, because you absolutely. Get some really good stuff, don't you, as Robin?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I get to wear a nappy at some point, which is great. And there's obviously some cheeky little babes as well. It is the traditional story with, yeah, you're right, twists and turns and extra characters coming in, which is very exciting.
But some fantastic music as well.
Oh, is that the question you were
that's
going
where
for
we, that's where we're going next.
I was going for a nappy, this sorry. I didn't get the right wavelength, you're just obsessed with
being half naked, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I really, yeah. So I don't know how we've got onto this. Yeah, no, there's this brilliant, yeah, I do. It was planned originally.
Yeah.
Brilliant rock and roll tunes from various decades. Mm-hmm. Opening with Blondell singing Hippie Hippie Shake, but then things to Shania Twain as well, and Fleetwood Mac, you get all sorts going on.
It's a kind of a jukebox musical, only a jukebox panto, only so much more than that.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's nothing else like these things. You know what I mean? And it's a privilege to be part of them. So come watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. do come along and see it. A great show, and lots of surprises. I'm slightly wary of standing on the stage because of all the stuff that goes on here. It's
trapdoors.
There is a trapdoor.
I'll
stay this side. But anybody for the first time doing this, or have you all done loads of these sort of things in the past?
We've all done at least one.
Yeah. We've done quite a few in various other theatres. It's the first time for me here at the Gatehouse doing a rock and roll panto. But, and the great thing is it's still traditional, but you've got that kind of, you know, edgy, say modern twist to it with the music. But yeah, we've done quite a few of them around the country.
Mm-hmm.
My thing about all these is every time, like, because I've done a few, but like with these ones especially, it's like sometimes you'll get like one of those Saturday matinees and you'll see a dad sit down, he's like, I'm missing the football, she's taking me shopping, and then all of a sudden he sees a guitar solo, it's like, yeah, it's all right. So it really is something for everyone, really.
It is, because like it has like Tony was saying, it's the traditional panto, but yet you also feel like you're at a gig as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's completely the best of both worlds. Live music, seeing the band actually on stage is exciting, as well as all the men in tights as well.
Yeah,
especially all these lights you can see. You know,
the lights, the tights, like it's got it all.
Lights and tights, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's more than you can afford. And you with your top off.
and in a nappy, we'll get that in again.
In a nappy. You've got to be ready for that. Don't have your dinner before you come out, that's all I'm saying.
Maybe people won't buy it now, actually.
Yeah. They will, they're already selling fast. staffordgatehousetheatre.co.uk to get your tickets. Nip along on there and come along and see a fantastic show that runs right the way through to the 7th of January. Get yourself down there. But for now, Steve, Sandy, Tony and Rob, thanks for having a chat.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
From all of us at St Peter's Collegiate Church in Wolverhampton, a very, very happy Christmas. Hope your day is shaping up well and that you've got a little bit of time just to relax and be with your family. Whatever your year has been like, if it's been a good year, a happy year, a joyful year, then please take that joy into Christmas with you and know that we celebrate today the birth of the child who brings joy to the world. If your year's not been quite such a good one, there have been dark spells and difficult patches, then please also know that today is the day when we celebrate the birth of the one who is the light of the world, the one whose light shines in the darkness, a light that the darkness will never, ever overcome. Christmas is such a special day for Christians particularly, but lots of people as well, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, that expression of God, God's love in the world, God's presence amongst us, God's care for us. And so on Christmas Day, whatever you're doing, whoever you're spending Christmas Day with, do please take a little time if you can to relax, to reflect, and to know that Christmas means God is with us. God in Jesus present, God in Jesus caring, God in Jesus sharing all those things that we share, the one who brings joy and light into the world. So have a really, really happy and blessed Christmas, and look forward to a very peaceful and good new year. Thank you.
Right, we'll open presents in a minute, Jan, okay?
Okay, yeah.
But we're going to have some music first. And who's your favourite country band at the moment?
Well, I do like Death and the Bandits.
Yeah, because she's got married now.
She got married the other day.
Yeah, so that's all quite exciting.
Yes, yeah.
So well, let's take a little listen to something from her Christmas EP.
Oh, holy night, the stars are bright, they shine.
This is the Milk Bar, and it's a shorter than usual episode because it is Christmas Day for release this year for the December Christmas week one. And we've got presents to do, haven't we?
We have, yes.
So would you like your present first? There you go. I'm not sure how well you'll get on with this, but that is a gift for you.
Yes. Do you want to open it
now? You can open it now.
Okay.
I've got two.
No, yes, you've got two. Actually, it's three.
Three?
There's a card as well, which... Open the card first, because that's the theme.
Okay, right, this will give us a few clues. Oh, there's your card. It's a branded one.
Is that a theme as well?
Yes, it says the Milk Bar on the front of it. I thought I'd do a branded Christmas card this year, but there we go.
Okay.
I'll
have a look at that.
Okay, well, there's four candles. Which are actually four candles. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not doing gardening this year, am I?
Well, I didn't know whether you got a garden or not, really.
I have. I'll show you pictures of that later.
Okay.
But I'm intrigued now. So
lovely, yes. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Milk Bar.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing it. So you've done ribbon and everything. So which one should I open first, then?
No, open that one.
Open that one. Right, okay. So we have... intrigued.
I'd explain in a minute.
Okay.
Right, I'm halfway through this
one. You can open that.
Home mini.
Yeah, well, instead of a musical instrument, what I thought was you can ask Google to play you some music and you can play along with it with one of last year's gifts.
Oh, really?
So you connect that to your internet.
Yeah.
I'll do that in a minute. And then you can say, okay, Google, and it'll and ask it for anything or ask it to play music, that sort of stuff.
Oh, brilliant. So it's like a speaker as well.
It's a speaker as well, and
a little sort of computer. In
little
there.
Friend, yes.
Yeah. Oh wow!
You can talk
that's
to it
lovely.
And everything.
Oh, thank you so much.
So there we go. So
it's more than mighty.
Yes. So I'll open my first one here. So I feel bad now because I've got two. It's difficult doing that to a whole soldering microphone as well. And it's wrapped in cardboard. Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah,
right.
You
hold the microphone.
I've wrapped them in cardboard because there could be...
They are actual candles. Are there four of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They actually came in a pack of six, so I had to take four out.
To make it work. So I have four red candles there.
To go with your four candles.
Four candles on the... on the card. I'm going to put those back in the cardboard.
Yeah, I did think I might try and get you a fork from B&Q or somewhere.
Right.
But I didn't get around to it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So it started off as a good idea for a theme. But it didn't finish off.
Intriguing. Oh, we've got a book. There's a book. I've spotted a book.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, and there's another book.
Well, you've got two books. You were going to get one book.
But?
But... I bought a lot of books this year for people.
Okay.
I bought a load of books. And I was going to give the smaller book there, I was going to give that to... can I say this on air?
If you want to.
A certain person.
Right.
And I noticed there were one or two slightly risque, rude things.
Oh,
in there.
Right. And I'm not as easily offended.
Signs that might offend people, or funny signs.
Things that went a little
around
bit wrong.
The world.
Like that one there.
Around the world.
Like that slightly might, rude.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
So, kind of, I thought, who can I give this book to?
And then here I am. That's good. I like that.
But
that's
the
lovely.
Other one, I think you're a fan.
I do like Just a Minute with Nicholas Parsons, so that is good.
So
that's fantastic.
I think it's practically all the transcripts.
It's an entire 40 years or whatever of Just a Minute. No, there are as well. This is full transcripts. Isn't that good? with Clement Freud.
It's a bit geeky, but...
But it's cool. I once nearly met Clement Freud.
Oh, right.
It's sort of. He was stood behind me in the broadcast office at the racecourse. I thought, I recognised that voice, looked up, turned around. There was Clement Freud.
Oh, wow.
Buying a horse, as you do.
Buying a horse?
Yeah, he had horses anyway. And he was selling it or buying it, one or the other. And he'd been involved in the whole auction thing. So that was good. That's lovely. Thank you. I'll enjoy that. Yeah. I'm not going to put that one back in the bag.
When I find a sort of a small fork with a green handle or something, I'll buy you that as well.
Okay, that should be a treat. Thank you very much for that. So we've got to set up your Google thing and wish everybody a very merry rest of Christmas. Now, we're recording on the 27th. We're busy on the 27th because we've got to record the end of year quiz.
Yes.
So are you available on the evening of the 27th?
I'm hoping so, yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Because you're driving the desk because Andy, who normally drives it, can't come.
No!
So you're in charge of watching over
You've
the...
You've got
the,
to be kidding
and being the hostess again, as you always look after everybody when they arrive.
Well, yeah, I can give them tea and coffee.
You sit with tea and coffee. I'll sort the desk out.
Yeah.
And we've got music from Alex Ohm. He's coming down. Rob Butlane is going to be there.
Yeah.
Susan Murray and we've got Kelly Jeffs.
Yes.
And then we've got the gang from the Haven and Compton with Grace and.
I see Kelly sometimes when I go to the lighthouse.
Yeah, you pop in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Jade, but we'll carry on. And we've got one mystery guest still to be added to our lineup, so that will get sorted out in the next day or two.
Yeah.
And Dave Pitt's helping to scoring and things as well.
Okay.
So it's going to be a busy one.
Okay.
So that will be next week's show.
But how many years have you been doing this now?
Too many, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think the first quiz we did was in 2000.
Yeah.
For BBC WM, and it sort of got on a bit from there, and it's been and we've only missed one on the milk bar. First year we hadn't got ourselves together, but since then we've had eight milk bar quizzes, which is good.
Well, my first one was 2002.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I
was on the.
You were on
the
part of the panel.
Yeah.
Yes. I know. I'm fairly certain we did one in 2000. I think it was 2000 the first time we did that. But were you there for the one with Rachel on, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. When back
right.
in the day.
Yeah.
There we go. Right. Well.
Okay.
That's it for episode 444. 445 will be the quiz, and then we'll be heading straight into 2018 with more stuff to come. But happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you too.
And to everybody else as well. Have a great time, and we look forward to having you back with us soon. Bye for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.